one. For no one else can treat us the way you have been treating us. No one else can love us the way you have loved us. No one else can ever help us the way you have helped us. We return to acknowledge that you are the doer of all these good things. And we say on behalf of our families, on behalf of individuals present here, on behalf of our nations, we return to say thank you. Be glorified. Be exalted. Thank you for the ninth month of the year. Thank you for the month of harvest. Thank you for the month of delivery. Be glorified. Be exalted. Be lifted high. Sweetest Holy Spirit, as we quickly look into your word today, we pray that within the time limit that we have to look into your word, we pray that you will reveal yourself afresh unto us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You said concerning Joseph that when his word came, the king sent for him and he loosed him. I therefore decree today that the word that will loose us from every form of bondage will be sent to us today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That same word, when it came to Joseph, enthroned him. It took him from the prison to the palace, and he became a prime minister. The word of enthronement will come our way today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That word will give us dominion over sickness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That word of God will give us dominion over weakness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That word of God will give us dominion over every negative situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, let your name be glorified.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus and let's take our seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome us all into his presence today. And especially those that are worshiping with us for the very first time. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
We want to thank God for bringing you to our midst today. We know that being a God of purpose, he has a purpose for bringing you in. And it's my prayer that that purpose will be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is called Restoration Ministries. We are here to reach our hands unto God to receive the blessing of restoration. And I see that God of restoration meeting you at the point of your need today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want also to thank God for all of us who celebrated our birthdays in the month of August. I think it's worth giving glory to God for. Because certainly there are people that were born at the same time. If you look at the record by now, some of them are no more alive. So it's by his mercy that you are alive. And we give God the glory on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray that all of you, that the hand of God that has brought you to this level will continue to sustain you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will never go down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will never become a byword in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
People have been celebrating with you. You will always go up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for these wonderful people, Grant and Mrs. Mary. Father, I commit them into your hand afresh, that the August visitor, Jehovah himself, you will ever abide with them according to your promise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will never lack your presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory will not depart from them in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. I also want to thank God for the spirit of unity among us and the love that we are celebrating. Hallelujah to Jesus. One principal thing that cannot be out. I mean, if it is out of any congregation, be it secular or whichever nature is that congregation or that gathering, when there's no love, it cannot move forward. And it's a unique thing that is present here. It's by the mercy of God. And I want to encourage brethren, no matter what it takes, this is a virtue that we need to hold on to. Let's hold on to it. And the Lord will give us the fresh grace to do so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whoever is celebrating love is celebrating God. And that God, the Most High, hallelujah, the Most High, we see that you will become a celebrity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. So we quickly look into the Word of God. And according to the epistle that was read for us, the prophetic focus for the month, Do we still have our copies? Or if you don't have a copy, you can go to the scripture. It was taken from the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Hallelujah. Are we still alive?
Yes.
Are we still alive?
Yes.
Are we still alive?
Yes.
Then let's respond with people like people that truly have the life of God in them. Thank you, Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. If you have the Bible that where they mark the word of the Lord Jesus Christ in red color, you see that it's written in red. So it was Jesus himself that was speaking there. And he gave us the recipe, the best principle to cultivate in life. This principle sums up or wraps up every other principles in the kingdom of God. And if this is missing in any life, that life cannot be described as a God-centered life. And here, in verse 33, Jesus said, but. You know, whenever you watch but, it means a change of story. You say, I want to come to visit you, but when you hear but, it means that the story has changed. Or when you call one office and say, that thing that you are requesting for, yes, it's your right, but it means there's a change. Hallelujah. Or even in some instances, you can say, I really want to deal with you. Maybe some of us that are driving or we do something that is funny and the police stop us and say, I didn't want to punish you, but I want to make a change. It means that there is a change in the situation. And Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, or his righteousness, say, and all these things shall be added unto you. You remember we started the year, especially in February, we started looking at the redemptive benefits one by one. And the last month, which is the 8th month of the year, we look at the 7th redemptive blessing. Hallelujah. When you get home, you can still go back to it according to Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. Talking about all the redemptive benefit encapsulated in that. Everything that God wants us to use to fulfill divine purpose is wrapped up in that passage. And it is my prayer that you will get a fresh revelation of it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because revelation will always cause revolution. Hello? And when you enjoy revolution, you'll be celebrated. In the kingdom of God that will belong to you, ignorance is a terrible thing. That's why the Bible says that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You will not be robbed of the glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shame will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so we look at it one by one, and at the end, we want to go ahead and look at the reason for having those things. Because a life without understanding of purpose is a wasted life. When the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Life is given unto us for a reason. When you don't understand why you are given life, you begin to use it anyhow. We were created for a reason. We are created for a purpose. Like one man of God said that life without a purpose is a life of misery. He said the greatest tragedy in life is a life without purpose. It's better you were not being born at all than to be alive and don't know where you are at when you are alive. It's better you are not existing at all than to be alive and don't know why. And that's why people go around trying to give a different definition of life. People go around trying to give a different definition of why they are existing. But no one knows a product like the manufacturer. Hello? There is no amount of damage or amount of force that can happen to a Volvo car that will make the Volvo factory to start crying. Because they are the manufacturer. Hello? No one knows the secret of a product like the manufacturer. I've given us this example many times that when I bought a computer, sometimes they go in South Africa, and I say, okay, that time it was this operating system that was in vogue. Vista, is it? Then I said, oh, remove the operating system that came with it and put Vista. So they put the new operating system there. But when we connected it to the internet, it started malfunctioning. And so we took it back to the shop. And not where I bought it from, but I took it back to some technicians. And they tried and it didn't work. And I said, okay, what am I going to throw away this computer? No, I'm not going to throw it away. So I sat down in the office one day and I said, okay, this computer is made by Compaq. So let me call the company. So I took the phone and I dialed the company. I said, okay, I bought so-so-so computer. And they said, okay, what model? And I said, this is the model. They say, what did you do to it? I said, we removed the operating system and put Vista. I said, that's why you miss it. Because this computer was not designed to operate without operating system. If you want to enjoy it, go and remove the one that you put and put the one that the manufacturer put there. If you want your life to function best, you must operate according to the design of the manufacturer. Hello, sir. Any attempt to see, for example, some people are created to be made, isn't it? If you just wake up one day and say, okay, I'm not satisfied with being a male, I want to be a female, you will not function well as a female if you are created as a male. Hello? So some people, they will not want to talk about things like that because they want to be politically correct. I was looking at one guy, he was walking the other day, and you could see he was faking it. He wasn't, the gender he was trying to portray himself to be, he wasn't what he was created to be. Hello? No one knows a product like the manufacturer. Their opinion of other products, it doesn't matter, it's immaterial. It is the opinion of the manufacturer that matters. And the manufacturer said he has created you for glory. Who tells you that shame is your portion? Hello? You are created to rule, to have dominion. So if anybody tells you because of your race or because of your age or because of your gender, you cannot make it, tell them that they should shut up. Because the one that created you said, you are fearfully and wonderfully created. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so, let us quickly go into the scripture and see what is the God's plan or God's purpose for man, for creating man. Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah to Jesus. In Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26, you see that in every service we always go back to it. Because that's the reason why we are created. That is where you can get the truth. Hello? That is where the manufacturer's manual is. And in verse 26, he said, and God said, say God said, not the committee of the lawmakers in the nation, not even your parents, not group of friends, God, the creator, Elohim himself. He said, verse 26, hallelujah to Jesus. Say, God said, let us make man in our image. And that one knocks out any other theory that says that you are created in form of a monkey. I'm not a monkey. And I don't think anybody, there's anyone here that will raise up his hand if he says, okay, raise up your hand if your grandfather or your grandmother is a monkey. No, we are human beings. We are created in the image of God. He said, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let mankind have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 said, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And that one also knocks out the people that come up with the policy, mindset or style that they say, oh, you know, God didn't plan to create women before. He just came as afterthought. And that's where women are giving the world trouble. That's a lie. Hello? God, right from beginning, Bible says he made mankind. Hello? So, both male and female, God created them and created them for a purpose. Now, let's jump to verse 28. He said, And God blessed them. Say, bless them. Like we said, the word bless came from the Hebrew word barak. And it means to empower them. He gave them the power, the ability. Hello? You know, there's responsibility, there's ability. Responsibility is the assignment. Ability is the capacity to carry out the assignment. Hello? If I ask you to carry this table from this point to another point, and I give you a jack to use it, I've given you the ability to carry it. I will not ask a two-year-old baby or a two-month-old baby to carry this one because as a 10, it doesn't have the ability to carry out that responsibility. And so, when God created us, he created us for a purpose, and the blessing of the man was the release of the ability to carry out that responsibility or that purpose. What then is that purpose? Thank you, Jesus. He said, he blessed them, and God said, be fruitful. Say, be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And in that verse wrapped up the reason for the existence of man. Hello? Man was created to do what? To dominate the earth. Man was created to fill it up. Hallelujah. He said, be fruitful. Talking about biological fruitfulness and fruitfulness in every area. You will notice that after creating them, he put them in the garden and he said, he gave them the sample. What they should follow. You know, the difference between a garden and ordinary bush is because there is orderliness in the garden. In the bush, the trees are planted anyhow. There is no particular pattern. You know, all these flowers that you are celebrating now, they are once in the bush in somewhere. Hello? This flower, somebody will say, oh, this is rose. In fact, the first time I saw a rose flower, you know, my sister was talking about the rose. I said, oh, this rose that they're talking about. The first time she brought it, I said, I've seen this thing before. So this is rose they're talking about. What's so special? See, because I've been seeing it before, I didn't place any value on it. But when she brought it, I said, oh, this is rose. See, when you see somebody's house with nice grass, this same grass that you're celebrating in somebody's house is in the bush somewhere. Hello? What made the difference is just that there is a particular pattern that follow. And so, God created the entire earth. He put everything there ready for the man. And he planted a garden. He gave them the pattern to follow. And he said, go and duplicate it. Cover the entire earth, take it from the Garden of Eden, from the top of the globe to the bottom, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. Hallelujah. And he therefore gave us the ability to carry it out. And what is that responsibility? To be fruitful and multiply and replenish. To replenish means to fill it up with the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why we are created. Hello? Then you can ask, what is the purpose? Simply put, the purpose of a thing is the reason for the existence of that thing. The purpose of this phone is so that I can make calls with it. Hello? If you have the most expensive phone, I think iPhone 8 is coming on the September 8th, or what they call it, when it's coming. It's coming, I think, next week or thereabout. If you have the best iPhone, hallelujah. If you have the best iPhone with you, and you want to make call, and you don't have airtime in it, is it performing its function? No. If you need to make urgent call, you will still ask somebody that is using scroll phone next to you and say, please, can I use your phone? Even though you have iPhone 8 with you. Hello? So when something is unable to perform its function, it becomes a toy. You will not become a toy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you have a car, no matter how expensive, maybe if it is a, which one is expensive car? A Bugatti or whatever T you call it. If you have it and it cannot move, the engine is knocked. I mean, the engine is malfunctioning. Is this as useful as a Keke Marua? No! It's as useless as anything because it cannot perform the function. You know, the greatest way to stay in tune or to stay or to enjoy divine presence is to sit right at the center of God's plan for your life. Because God will do everything to defend you if you are performing the purpose for which you are created. Thank you, Jesus Christ. as we attempt to round up, let us understand this one. That the purpose for a thing is the reason why it is existing. It is the original intent or the original plan of the manufacturer. And that one, it simply means that whatever God has equipped you with, he equipped you to perform the function. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, when the engineer, when they're designing the hammer, they need that hammer need a broad, big head to hammer things down. So they didn't give it a flat head, isn't it? When you are designing a knife, you know you want to cut something. It needs a flat head, so you put it in a flat head. So what I'm trying to say is that the purpose of a thing determines the nature or the design of that thing. Hello? And that will give you joy now that everything that God has given you is for a purpose. He put it there for a purpose. And whatever will not make that purpose to come to pass, I curse it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God took you to send you to school for a purpose. You're not supposed to decorate your house with your certificate. Whatsoever has been making your certificate, maybe you have registered a company, but it's just gathering dust. I decree that the help of God locates you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some of you have been to school as an engineer. Some are marketers. Some are bankers. Whatsoever is making all those talents to rust away, I decree that the mercy of God visits you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because God equips people for a reason, sir. Thank you, Jesus Christ. God is a God of purpose in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, to everything there is a season. Hello? There is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. See, there is a season and there is a purpose for everything. God is a God of purpose. Somebody said that it is not really how long a man lives that matters, even though God wants us to live long. But the difference your being alive makes with the world around you. Are you adding to the world around you? Are you the type of person that when you leave a place, people say, hey, thank God, he has departed. If you are not added to the society, you have become a burden. You will not be a burden in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, if you are adding value, when you say you want to leave a place, well, they will tell you, say, no, please don't leave. It means you are adding value. You are created to add value. Everything that will not allow you to fulfill divine purpose, I decree that the judgment acts of God fall upon that thing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For example, if somebody is called to be a sportsman, maybe he's a footballer and he's having a problem with his leg, can he fulfill purpose that way? No. Look at the situation of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1, thank you, Jesus. Let's go there quickly. Jeremiah and chapter 1. God called Jeremiah and he gave him an assignment. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's start from verse 1. He said, the word of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah. Let's jump to 4 to save our time. He said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. God said he knew you. I think you will rejoice for that. He knows your name. Hello? Even Google knows your name now. Have you tried it? Try to put your name on Google. You'll be surprised. You'll close it fast. Because everything you posted on Facebook, it will show up. Everything you put on Twitter, it will show up. Hello? So computer knows your name now. And God Almighty that knows all things, said, I know you. I knew the day you were born. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nation. Look at it. The most important tool for a prophet is what? His leg? His mouth. Because a prophet is the mouthpiece of God. Hello? He speaks for, he goes to heaven, downloads God's plan, and relays it, especially in the Old Testament time, to the people. But now, look at somebody that was designed, who was set apart by God, the reason for God designing him or for setting him up was to be a prophet. Now look at what he said in verse 6. He said, then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. Can you correlate it? The manufacturer said, I created you to be a prophet. and you said, I can't be a prophet because I have problem with my mouth. Who is telling the truth? God or man? God cannot lie. And God is telling you that he has created you to be captains of industry. You are saying, no, I'm living in a foreign land. I don't even know what to do. But he's telling you today that with God, all things are possible in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said he has created you to own your business. You are saying, no, I don't even know how to register a business. I'm speaking to you today that that dream will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, but the Lord said unto him, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Hallelujah. In verse 9, he said, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I decree that every tool that God has given to you to fulfill destiny, the touch of God comes upon you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter how crooked, no matter how deformed that thing is, maybe it is your certificate that is gathering dust. Maybe it is your physical power. Maybe it's anything. Anything God has given unto you to fulfill destiny with that is not looking well. I decree that the help of God locate you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember, God is a God of purpose. As you round up, let's just go to that scripture. But God made made them to understand that even though he's a God of purpose, anytime you go out of that purpose, you are exposing yourself to danger. Because no matter how much you love that equipment, if it stops malfunctioning, what will you do to that equipment? Hello? No, even if you buy the most expensive TV, which one? Is it the curved one now? If it's not showing, you want to watch, I think my mama likes Jennifer. And you click it, Jennifer, it's showing that thing. But you have a small one in your kitchen that is working. You will migrate to the kitchen,
yes,
even though you have a sophisticated sitting room. Hello? So what I'm trying to say is that when something stops performing the function for which it is created, it becomes a toy. You will not become a toy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said you will not become a toy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is waiting for those that will go and build orphanages. But he's telling you, go and start that company. Because he wants to use that company as a landing space for the blessing to come. But you are saying, my English is not too good. You are saying, no, I didn't even finish university. Who tells you that? Who tells you that? As the Lord liveth, your word will celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so Jesus wrapped up everything. Let's just conclude with that verse in Matthew, thank you, Jesus. Chapter 6. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, verse 3. That's the principle for life. If you can live by that principle, I'm telling you, every other thing will come into the place. Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Are we there now? Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's start from verse 24. Are we there?
Yes.
He said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You know what's called mammon? It's ungodly riches, not just money. It's the God of money, small g. Jesus said there are two powerful lords in the world. Only two. It's either God or money. Hello? That is a force that is controlling the world. If you see somebody that wakes up and says, no, I don't want to do any legitimate business, I want to sell drugs, what is he running after? People go around selling their body. What's for the purpose of what? Money. If you can let go, if you can allow yourself to only cling on to the Most High God, what would be the reward? He said in verse 25, Thank you, Jesus. He said, therefore, I say unto thee, say, take no thought for your life. I like the version that was read for us in the during the call to worship. When he said, take no thought, it means don't be anxious, don't worry. Because some people, they wake up, their problem is, which clothes should I wear? Should I put on tie? No, I won't put on tie. See, they spend hours. God is not saying we shouldn't dress nice, because we have to dress for glory. But I said, don't live because of clothes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He said, take note. I mean, don't be anxious. Don't care. Don't be concerned. Hello? You see, I'm a testimony of that. I've been telling people, I said, I can't remember when last I went to shop to buy any clothes. I don't know the price. And I've not been walking naked. Hello? Jesus said, don't live your life based on that. It may not be physical clothing, just like cloth. Anything else, maybe you want to try to cover yourself. You say, oh, let me look for a way. If I go through the normal way, this contract, they won't give me. I cover myself by going to the house of the manager and bribing him. It will bring sorrow. Sorrow will not come to your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. He said, is not life more than meat and body more than raiment? He said, life is not just about food alone. It's about fulfillment of divine purpose. He said, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? No, Jesus speaking. He said, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? He said, by worrying, can you increase your life? Because the word status there actually means the translation you read was the correct one. Your age. In fact, the more you worry, the more you call that your age. I mean, your lifespan. He said, who among you can add to your longevity by worrying? Because it is even be scientifically proved that the more you worry, the more your body wearies down, isn't it? And like Jesus said when he was prophesying about the end time, he said many people's hearts shall fail. The most common ailment now is heart attack. Why? People are worrying. My son is going to school. Did he take blue bus? Hey, maybe those drivers are somehow. He won't sleep. Hey, my husband is traveling today. I hope those people. Those girls in the airport, they're not doing like this to me. They worry. And this same husband that you are worrying about, he's just having a nice time there. Hello? Somebody will say, my wife has traveled. Shay, I can't sleep. He worry over everything. Jesus said, don't worry. Hello? Yeah, I won't worry. Don't worry. Hand it to God. You know, that was what opened the door for the tormentor to harass Job. Job said, hey, I have money. Yes, my children are popular in the street. I hope they have not sinned against God. I'll go and sacrifice every day. Sacrifice. And he opened up. The devil ripped up his life. Thank God for the mercy of God. You won't open up for the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So he said, do not worry. Verse 27, he said, which is 28, he said, and we said, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the valley of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. He said, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed or not dressed like one of them. Now, he said, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So he said, ordinary grass that you see them today, tomorrow you cut them and use them. You know what they use grass for that time? When they are building, you know, they use brick, this clay one. So they go to cut the grass to burn the brick so that it will be strong. So he said, even we say they used grass for that purpose, yet God still clothed them with glory. He said, what of you? He said, wherefore, verse 31 now said, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherein shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all this. So God is aware that you need it. God is aware that you need car. I was telling my son yesterday, I said, some people are living for cars. I see cars as an instrument to take me from place to place. I was watching the documentary of one of the boxers that they did last time. Yeah, and the other guy, they were telling him what he used his money for. Not something tangible. He used it to buy car, different car, and just in his house, just to, you know, when you don't know the reason for existence, you abuse it. He had expensive cars arrayed in his house. How many can he drive at once? They said one of his suits, because he doesn't wear ordinary suit, he wears the other suit that costs 10,000 US dollars per one. And God is directing money to you so that you can go and feed the hungry. Hello? Some people are just living with what life. Let's stand up. That we can save our time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, why are you existing? Are you living or are you merely existing? We are living in a world now that people don't care. Even nations don't care. There are nations that are hungry, that they need food. Whereas some nations, they will say, okay, we have planted so much, we harvested so much, let's go and throw them in the sea so that we can keep the price high. What a sinful or wayward or demonic mindset. Are we living for God? So Jesus gave them the recipe for life. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. He said, they will come. Because God knows you need them. They are what we call Jara. You know Jara in Nigerian language. It's addition. It will come. You know, when you get to a particular office, there are what you call fringe benefits that come with it. As a president of a country, you don't have to pray in Jesus' name. If you go to town and say, okay, pastor, I want to give you a prayer point. I say, you are the governor. What's the prayer point? That I will be there, that I will have food to eat. You say, let's pray for our governor because he's crazy. Because with the office is occupied, there are certain things that come naturally with it. So when you spend your time praying to God every day, give me bread, give me rice, give me beans, give me money. Come, you say, this man needs help in his head. Because those things are supposed to come with you as you are performing the purpose for which he created you. But why will God ask you to go and build orphanage if he hasn't given you money to go and build it? He won't ask you. God did not ask Abraham to go and sacrifice his son before the son came. God will never ask you to give what he has not given you or what he has given you the capacity to have, sir. Hello? So he said, don't worry. He said, seek ye first. How do you seek? You seek to enter the kingdom. Then when you enter it, his righteousness means his ways of doing things. Hello? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It means that seek to enter the kingdom. What's a kingdom? A kingdom is king's domain. Hello? Or the area of a king. Like the king of Sweden, he has his own domain from the north to the south. A king of Sweden cannot go to Nigeria and say, oh, Alafin, what about a king? Stand up. No, he can't go there. He can't even go even to Norway and make law. Can he?
No.
No, he can't. He can't go to England and say, okay, Queen Elizabeth, stand up. No. He has his own domain. Neither will the king of England go to, is it Holland? And say, Holland, stand up. No, he won't do that. So every king has his own domain. So Bible said, Jesus was telling him, he said, seek to enter the domain of God. When you enter the domain of God, the king there, and seek to do things the way they do things there. He said, all these things will naturally come. So what does it require? Seek for the ways of God. Simple. So that you won't worry. Hello? So when sickness is knocking next time, you will tell the devil, say, you know, devil, listen very well. God has opposed me to preach the gospel to my neighbor, and sickness, you can't hold this body down. When poverty is knocking your door, you will tell him to shut up, because God has proposed you, hello, to minister unto your people around you, to give unto the poor. Hello? When it looks as if your career, things are not working there, you have the confidence to say, no, devil, you can't do this because God has ordained me to walk. Hello? Because the Bible says, who doesn't walk should not eat. Hello? Who doesn't walk should not eat. So you say, God, according to your word, you said it. Let's begin to give God praise and give him glory. Let's magnify him. Let us exalt him. Thank him. Because that is the principle of life. That is the secret to having all your needs met. And when we know that God is all we need to have all our needs met. God is all we need to have all our needs met. God is all we need to have all our needs met. And so, we have to put our trust in him. In him alone. Not on any other being. Not on any other person. For vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. Therefore, give him glory. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Jesus speaking says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Say, all these things shall come. Health shall come. Wealth shall come. Peace shall come. Promotion shall come. Holiness shall come. Everything that God has designed for you shall come. But say, seek the first thing first. Go for God. Go for God. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I want us to pray lastly. And say, Lord, I want to renew my covenant with you today to serve you all the days of my life. Help me that I will not depart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray. Lord, help me to serve you for the rest of my life. Help me to stay in the truth. Help me to stay in the truth. Help me to stay in the truth. To serve you for the rest of my life. To serve you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help me to serve for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lastly, as we take the communion, you remember Jesus was, he came so that he could pay the price so that we can be rescued. But at the point, the devil said, no! You want to go and die? Have you ever seen somebody that went to that cross and came back? Don't let anyone deceive you. And so he went to the garden and started praying. Oh God! Oh my Father! Let this cup pass over me. There are things God is telling us to do. And it's looking as if, if I want to do it, we need the power of God to be able to follow his way. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And as we partake of the communion today, I see the help of God locating us afresh to live by the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we partake of the communion today, everything that is taking us from his presence, we are delivered from it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to stretch our hands to this communion table and receive the strength to live like Jesus. Jesus said, whosoever eateth my body or drinking my blood, he said, he will live like me. Jesus lived all his life to fulfill the will of the Father. Let us pray that as I partake of the will, of this communion today, I will live according to the will of God. My health shall blossom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No matter what is trying to eat anyone's body right now, the power of God goes into your body to rescue you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is written that the life of the flesh is in the blood. As you partake of the blood of Jesus, strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray and receive that strength. That as you partake of the communion today, your eyes of understanding will be enlightened to do the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That every step you take as from today shall bring glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray that as you take the communion today, your family is secured. None of your generation will end up in perdition. None of your children will end up in hell in the name of Jesus Christ. As you partake of the communion today, you are empowered to live like Jesus, to focus, to live a kingdom-focused life in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray. It is well with your soul in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are going into this season, the season of harvest, you know that according to the order of life, the ninth month is a month of delivery. I know that your miracle shall be delivered. Whether the devil likes it or not, this month your miracle shall be delivered. And I want you to take the strength right now to take the step.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.